This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At what point did you realize, you know what, my career in Arizona is done?
Honestly, I'd probably say after the last game.
Why a one-year deal?
Hey, man, that cap go back up next year. Red Sea, I will miss y'all. But Skull, P2 coming, baby.
Yo, welcome to a special episode of All Things Covered. It's our first show with Patrick Peterson, P2, as a member of the Minnesota Vikings. If you're checking us out for the first time, we appreciate your ears, we appreciate your eyes. But I'm willing to bet we got some new fans coming from up north that's loving the purple and gold. But make sure you hit the subscribe and follow buttons ASAP and do it consistently as well. We feature at least one podcast per week with a prominent guest and the latest insight from myself and P2. The name says it all. We have all things covered right here. In the feed now, it's an hour-long conversation I had with Jameis Winston. So make sure you check that out. Now, we're finally able to catch up with Pat P. He's been a man moving around, was on vacation, was in the Caribbean, went up north to Minnesota. Now he's back on the West Coast. This man is everywhere. But let's dive into his spectacular, exciting week that led to him signing with the Minnesota Vikings. Well, Mr. Patrick Peterson, you know what I mean? We saw you, the world saw you, the nation saw you, all football fans saw you, the purple suit on, representing your new organization. Man, how excited are you to be a member of the Minnesota Vikings?
Man, very excited, Matt. You know, going there yesterday and seeing the facilities and getting to meet the GMs and just see how they operate as an organization. It's a blessing to be a part of something that has such first class, you know, with the facility being pretty much brand new, got everything, any and everything that you can think of to keep the guys healthy and on the football field, you know, they got it. So I'm excited to be back in the purple and gold. It's going to be an exciting season for me. Cause like I talked about, I never thought I'd be playing for another team, but I am definitely going to make the best of this opportunity. And like I said, it should be fun.
Yeah, and it's funny you mentioned the colors. I had an opportunity to do an interview with one of the media outlets there in Minnesota on your regards when you signed with the team. And I said, you know what? Dang, it's been such a long time since I've seen Pat play in another color. But I thought about it. I'm like, wait a minute. LSU, Minnesota, they got kind of the similar colors. And I can tell you this much. The last time my guy had on that purple and gold, he put up some big numbers. He did some big time things. So that would be ideal for yourself in the organization if you can go back and repeat some of do some of the same things you did there in LSU in those colors with the Minnesota Vikings. But when you talk about the Minnesota Vikings, I think something that a lot of people would like to know, your fans, the Minnesota Viking fans, everybody wants to know what jersey number will Patrick Peterson be rocking this season? Do you have any idea? Can you give us an insight on your jersey number? Because a lot of people want to go get the jersey number. And also, too, with our logo, Pat P, you know, we got to change your jersey on our logo for our podcast. So we need to know what number you're going to rock.
I'll let you know, Mac. I haven't really discussed any numbers just yet. I know my man, Mike. Mike got 2-1 right now, so we'll see.
I can tell you this much, Pat P. In my career, you know, I rocked 20 throughout Pittsburgh, and then when I went to Arizona, I had to wear number 25. Before I got traded back to Pittsburgh, someone wanted 25 when I was in AZ. So there's always some business deals in place when it comes to a jersey number. So last question regarding your jersey number. I know 21 is dear to your heart, is dear to your soul. You rock that because of prime time. You wore that throughout your professional career up until this point. How important is number 21 to you? And would you be okay in wearing another number?
21 is important to me. I definitely would love to put the Deuce 1 on my back in another uniform. But if it comes down to it of me choosing another number, it won't be it won't be too big of a deal. You know, we have to just see what's available, whatever sticks to my eye. But I tell you this, the number will be in the 20s.
You're not going to go at the 30s or the 40s?
Hell no. The numbers will be in the 20s, my guy.
Yeah, and number 28 might be off limits. You know, Adrian Peterson rocked that number, so I think.
Yeah, I don't want to rock 28 anyway. That's a running back's number.
Okay, well, I can tell you this much. As soon as you find out what number you're wearing, make sure you let us know so we can get our logo, you know, suited up and tight.
Hey, man, just put me on, just change to have Eric change me over, man. Put me on a suit and tie, man. Put me on
suit
a suit and
tie. We're going to put you that, yeah. We'll give you that purple suit. We might give you that purple suit.
Yeah.
You know, I was in communication with you leading up to you signing with the Minnesota Vikings, and it just happened fast, man. Personally, how did the deal come to be?
You know, it did happen kind of fast throughout the process. But I just felt like everything, you know, everything matched, everything, mm-hmm. you know, felt right, you know, just communicating with those guys, have an opportunity to talk to Coach Zim before pulling the trigger. Rick just seemed like unbelievable guys. And then having the opportunity to go there and see what they was telling me about, it was just the icing on the cake. Always, you know, since Zim been there, his team has always been competitive, always had a top, you know, tier defense, offense played unbelievable last year, not missing many pieces. I believe everybody on the offensive side of the ball is coming back, you know, with Delvin having a big year last year. Mm-hmm. You know, last year defensively, it wasn't where they of Zim's standards, you know, since he's been there. I think it was the highest ranking after his first year. I believe they ranked 15th and they've been top five.
They had a lot of injuries on all three levels.
Yeah, yes. They got banged up a lot and, you know, getting those guys back. D Hunt up front, you know, mm-hmm. Just signing the D tackle
from the Giants,
Thomason.
Thomason.
Then you have Anthony Barr, you know,
Hendricks,
you know, I mean, it just got a lot of talent across
Harrison
the board.
Harrison Smith back there in the secondary with.
Yeah. So we got a lot of talent across the board, and having Zim with his mastermind of how he's able to have his team more than prepared and ready to compete on Sundays. I wanted to be a part of it. So I mean, it seemed like a great fit for me. I know it's going to be a great fit for me. Love how aggressive they are on the defensive side of the ball. Still fit some of my, some of the things I like to do. So, I'm excited, Matt. I'm excited, yeah. Baby.
Hey, man, I saw you walking to the presser, man. They had the cookies out laid out for you, man. You were smiling from ear to ear. So I can tell you're happy about your new team. Yeah. You know what I mean? And speaking of Zimmer and how defensive oriented he's been, you know, has he given you a quick glimpse of how he plans on using your skill set in their defense? You know, he's been known to be an aggressive play caller from time to time. And granted, you know, you look at Andre Patterson and Adam Zimmer, they are the core defensive coordinators, but you know, Coach Zimmer has his hand in play with the overall defensive concept as well. But have you heard anything about scheme wise and how you will relate to their scheme?
No, we haven't talked any scheme just yet. You know, have an opportunity to get the playbook, learn some of the new terminology, you know, learning the base coverages and doing all those things. But we haven't really talked about many schemes or, you know, my position on the field. But I know this, I will be there ready to mm-hmm. compete, you know, and ready to, you know, want to start a job if that's the case.
No question. Why a 1-year deal?
Hey, man, that cap go back up next year.
Trying to get right back to the table, right?
Hey, man, why not? Yeah. Like I said, it's going to be a great fit for me. I plan on having a great, great season. Why not go with an awesome defensive-minded coach that have his opportunity, that had his hand in the pot with great defensive backs? You know, it's a pleasure for me to be a part of that long, successful list mm-hmm. That he already has. So, like I said, man, that cap go back up, man.
So was that always the main thought process for you, you know, signing something short, knowing the cap will be inflated next season, 2022 to be exact? And of course, that TV deal is going to inflate the cap tremendously. So was that always your thought process going into free agency, wanting to sign something short?
Yeah, if it wasn't with Arizona, you know, I definitely was looking to sign a 1-year deal wherever it was going to be. Because like I said, you know, my plan is to have an unbelievable year this year, you know, go out there and play the ball that I know how to play. And like I said, have a better opportunity of being better rewarded, you mm-hmm. know, next off season, because like I said, it's going to be a bigger cap. This was a strange year, the lowest the cap has been in 10 years.
Yeah.
So, you know, it was a rough off season this year, far as spinning wise, but you know, especially then also with me being 30, you know what I mean? So, mm-hmm. you know, teams are definitely, you know, looking to, you know, with Arizona, at least, looking to get younger in a way. So, but like I said, I'm looking to have a big year this year. I feel good. You know, I still feel like I'm, you know, 25 years old. You know, healthy is all I can be.
Yeah.
I'm just planning on a fireworks season, man.
Well, look here. I know the Cardinals definitely were trying to retain your services, but was there another team that was real close to signing Pat P?
There was a couple of teams I was talking. You know, they had some numbers and this, that, and the other, but I'd rather keep it in house.
Okay.
Other teams, but it was a couple of teams that was definitely interested in, you know, in me coming in and trying to help that organization turn the corner.
Yeah, and upon you signing with the Minnesota Vikings, I remember it was about 2 weeks ago on one of our episodes. And for you first time listeners and viewers, you can go out and check out, you know, all our past episodes there in our feed, you know, in the podcast format and of course the YouTube format to be able to be up to speed on everything that we've released as of late. But I remember you said, you know, you wanted to be involved, that the team you signed with had to have a quarterback that can spin it. And I know how you feel personally about Kirk Cousins, because a few years ago, I remember you and Larry Fitzgerald was part of that recruiting team that was trying to get Kirk Cousins to come out to AZ. You remember here in Atlanta?
Yeah.
So I know personally how much you value Kirk Cousins. But when you signed with the Minnesota Vikings, there were a lot of fans that went back on that statement that you said here on our show. Well, Pat, you wanted a quarterback that can spin it, and you go to Minnesota. I mean, talk about the value that you see in Kirk Cousins, because there are a lot of fans that may be casual football watchers but not really involved in the game, but felt like Kirk Cousins wasn't a quarterback that can really spin it, like you said, that would lead you to that team.
Right. You know, Kirk has definitely been receiving, you know, all type of critics about his game that he's not able to get over the hump. But you go back and look at the season he had last year when he had weapons around him, what he was able to do. I believe it was his best year throwing yardage wise throughout the air. Was very successful leading a number four offense in the league, you know, consistently up and down the field, you know, having a consistent running back, being able to work that play action, because that's what Kirk is best at, play action, getting out of the pocket. I believe Kurt still, I know like 2 years ago, he was the best quarterback in percentage wise throwing, like rolling out, you know. So when you have a good running back, a good running game, that opens up his, you know, some of the things that he do very well. So I think if we're able to, on the defensive side of the ball, and if you look at this as well, you know, over the last 5 years, except last year, they've been top five in defensive scoring. Mm-hmm. You know, so in last year, there was, I can't remember how many points they averaged, but it was over 24 points. So if we're able to stop people, and I know that we are, you know, if we, Lord behold, that we're able to stay healthy throughout the season, we're going to be able to continue to get him the ball and, you know, get him the ball and have clock management plays, run the ball, play action, take shots. That's how, you know, Kirk Cousins, that's, you know, it's successful. And if we can have that same recipe that those guys had last year, was he not spending it last year?
He spent it. He was spending it. He was spending that tater skin, as they say.
Yeah.
And like you said, having a healthy supporting defense to help him takes pressure off the offense. And he's a playoff quarterback. He can get you definitely in a tournament. And you know, when you get into the tournament, anything can happen, but you just got to be able to get inside the tournament. When you look at Minnesota, they have so many different traditions. The prestige is there. How much did you know about the skull clap? The skull clap.
Man, you know, honestly, I didn't know much about it, but let me see. My boy actually sent me this text about that. Let me see if I can pull it up. But it's something to do with drinking, if I'm not mistaken. Yes, a friendly expression used before drinking, and it shows friendship and compassionship. So that's what I knew about. actually, that's skull. That's what skull means.
Skull. Yeah, skull.
Why do Vikings say skull? So that's what skull means. It's a friendly expression.
And they had them on the cookies for you also.
We're drinking. Right. So yeah, it's a friendly expression used before drinking, and it shows friendship and compassionship. Yeah. But the skull clap, talking about this right here, right?
Yeah. That's what they do in the stadium. Yeah.
Give me a little history about that then, Matt.
Heck, I don't know. I thought you might have known.
Oh,
hey, I thought you might have did some research already. I don't know. I just know they do that. Oh, and they do it. It's a chant. I think it's a chant when they do
it's like before kickoff.
Yeah, it's right before kickoff.
Yeah, I know when we played there, man, in 2000, I think it was 2016, man. When I say that place was, I think it was the first year the stadium opened.
In the
too.
New stadium. Yeah.
Ooh, that thing was rocking. They DJ. Mm-hmm. Oh man, he was rolling.
Hey, and you know, it was funny. DJ. You know, how surreal will it be for you? You know, during the season, we had Justin Jefferson on. He talked about how much he looked up to you. You talked about, man, seeing this kid, a 10-year-old kid around your LSU team. And now you guys are teammates. You know, how exciting is that for you? Not to mention, you're going to see a lot of him in practice. And you also got Adam Thielen that's going to be able to give you some good work. But think about that opportunity that you have, you know, Justin Jefferson, man. You remember him as a 10-year-old kid, Pat P. I know that kind of makes you feel old because think about that. Y'all on the same NFL team now.
Yeah, I know. So it's definitely going to be surreal when we obviously first meet up and go through OTAs and all that stuff. But, you know, once we get in between the lines, man, it's all about getting better. It's all about pushing each other.
You have to school a young fella a little bit.
Yeah, I'm going to show him a little bit of my tricks and trade, man. You know, he might think he got me on a deep ball or something. And, you know, I might I'm going to show him a little something. He's going to be like, man, how you do that?
Yeah,
but I can tell you this. It's going to be fun, though, for sure.
Hey, Pat P, I can tell you this much right here. I'm looking at the opponents for the Minnesota Vikings. So, of course, you have your divisional opponents. Yeah, the Bears twice a year, Packers, Lions twice a year. But when you look at the individual matchups that you probably will have, you're going to get Devontae Adams twice a year. You got DK Metcalf. You got Amari Cooper with Juju with the Steelers. You got OBJ with the Browns. Cincy, you got Tyler Boyd. Arizona, you got freaking DeAndre Hopkins. The Lions let go both of their top receivers, so we don't know exactly who they will have. Man, you got Moore from the Panthers, San Francisco. You know, they got quite a few guys, you know what I mean? Not a feature guy like some other teams, but Deebo Samuel and Brandon Ayuk. Yeah, that's some top level pass catchers.
Yeah, man. So that's, I got to make the best of this.
No question. I can tell you this much. You talking about getting back to the table. Well, you got it in and put on for the city against those pass catches.
Yeah.
You can name your price.
Yeah. I've done it before.
Allen Robinson. I forgot about Allen Robinson with the Bears.
Oh, yeah, with the Bears.
Man. Rams, you know, you got Cooper Kupp, Robert Woods. You know what I mean?
D-Jack.
So you got that too. They just got Jackson. I love Jefferson. I love Jefferson, the young kid from Florida. He can go. He can hoop.
Man, he can.
Woo-hoo. Yes, sir. Get your popcorn.
Yes, sir. Put on the ready, show. Baby.
Of course, highlighting your new organization, the Minnesota Vikings. But now it's time to remember your time with the Cardinals. And at what point did you realize, you know what, my career in Arizona is done?
Honestly, I'd probably say after the last game.
Really? You kind of felt that vibe after the last game?
Yeah, because if you know, I just feel like, you know, I've been around this game for a long time. I've seen, you know, a lot of good players get to this stage, like, you know, Darnell Dockett, Calais Campbell, Adrian Wilson. Hell, I can go on. You know, when you pretty much play out your contract here and they haven't, you know, really came to you about anything during the season, you kind of got a feel. So, I understand that's the business, you know, I understand, you know, they wanted to go in a different direction. I did everything I could, you know, for that Arizona organization community to try to get a championship there because that's all that matters to me. You know, finding a way to band a group of guys together to fight for that one goal. And, you know, any of my teammates can vouch for me on that, you know, far as when they went to the extra meetings, you know, film studies, you know, whatever it was, I felt that what I could do to help those guys be more than prepared on Sunday. That's what I wanted to do. So, like I said, I had a great time there. I had a great time here in Arizona, man. I have great memories to hold on to. Nothing but great memories to hold on to. Some sad memories to hold on to. But and all in all, I will say this, I'm blessed to have an opportunity to spend 10 years with an organization because we know how rare that is. So,
no doubt.
I think the Bidwell family for, you know, taking a shot on me, 2011. And like I told Mr. Bidwell, I just hope I, you know, fulfilled all their dreams and, you know, aspirations that they have for me drafting me in 2011. So thank you to the Arizona Cardinal community, to the organization, to all the schools that I have my Patrick's Corners in, to the Patrick's, the P2 Tuesdays, to the turkey give out, to the shop with the jock. I just thank all the organizations for, you know, supporting my P2 Foundation. I'm sorry, Patrick Peterson Foundation for Success. And I hope I was able to, you know, lend a helping hand to all the ones that was in need during my time here. So I had a blessed time here. I had an opportunity to raise my girls here. They're mm-hmm. from Arizona, so we always have a piece of Arizona with us. And, you know, I had an opportunity to watch my wife go through her doctor career here. So Arizona will always be dear to me. But, you know, now that my time is up, I'm looking forward to my new home there in Minnesota.
Three-time first-team All-Pro, eight-time Pro Bowler, NFL All-Decade Team, All-Pro multiple positions as well. Not too many players, they've had the luxury of doing that. And you were able to achieve all those accolades in an Arizona Cardinals uniform. So clearly yep. the respect is there. The fans love you. And speaking of fans, what was it like seeing some of the messages from the Cardinals fan base? You know, you had mostly positive, a few negatives here and there, but what was it like seeing the messages, you know, from the fans there in Arizona?
Man, I don't look at none of that shit. You know what I mean?
The fans. I'm talking about the positives.
I haven't really seen none of the messages anyway, because I know there's, you know, not something that would piss me off, but it would just be like something like, why would you say that? Or why would you, you know what I mean? It'd just be like, you know, fans gonna be fans, but thanks for all the positive support that I always have.
I'm gonna tell you like this. I know you don't stay in tune, because like you said, you can get some fans that just be talking out of the side of their mouth. But you had a lot of fans that was, they were sad that you were leaving, but they understand the business and they've been very, very appreciative of everything that you were able to do. And a lot of people hit on not just your on the field success, but what you've done off the field. You know, you talked about your foundation and you've been involved in the community since day one, since getting drafted there. And there were a lot of fans that were acknowledging that from your behalf as well. So they definitely, you know, were appreciative and wanted you to stay. But of course, you know, the business called you to go elsewhere, and you always going to have a few bad apples in the bunch. You know what I mean? It is what it is, but you can never deny what I just read off. When you look at being a three-time first team All-Pro, eight Pro Bowlers and NFL All-Decade Team. Last question regarding.
Matt, hold on before you get to the last question. They don't hand those out. You worked for those last time I checked.
Hey, no question, because I don't got none. I didn't get close to getting none. But I can say this much, with all of that you were able to do in a Cardinals uniform, do you think you've done enough to have your name in the conversation when it comes to retiring a jersey number?
I think I have. To be honest with you, I think I have. I've done some things that, you know, a lot of Arizona Cardinals haven't done. We have a lot of greats, you know, just last.
How many jersey numbers are retired there in AZ? You know,
I know
Tillman, right? 40 is retired.
Yeah, 40. I can't really tell you how many. I think they
hold on. Don't worry. We're gonna get these numbers. We're gonna get the numbers, but
I can't tell you. But I think I have. I think I definitely have done enough there to be able to achieve that. I mean, to be able to, you know, have my number retired. But I know one day I definitely.
They have five jersey numbers retired. Five numbers retired.
What are they?
All right. We're going to get Larry Wilson, Pat Tillman.
Yep.
We got three more. Steve Maldon, JV Kane. These some oldies right here.
Yeah.
And Marshall Goldberg.
If it happened, it'll probably be when I'm about 70 years old.
hopefully they don't do that. You know what I mean? Hopefully you're able to enjoy, you know, hit a strut.
But I know this. I know I will be in the Ring of Honor though.
No question.
I think I've done enough to definitely get up into the Ring of Honor. But I want to go back real quick. My proudest thing that I was able to achieve here in Arizona. If a lot of people don't know this, with my Patrick Peterson Foundation for Success, Arizona, when I started my foundation, Arizona at the time, you know, I believe they came up. I have to go back on my stats and see what they have came up to. But when I got here, they was the bottom two as far as reading scores, reading testing, and this, that, and other. And that's what gave me the idea to start putting these Patrick's Corners and within the school library. So we started with this. Our first school was San Marcos. Can't remember exactly where it was, but it was like one of the lowest schools in their district or whatever, as far as with reading minutes and, you know, comprehension and things like that. And I put the reading corner in their library, and they numbers the minutes that the kids are reading, how they're able to gradually go by level, far as with their reading skills. They read, and I think, I don't even want to quote it, but I know one thing, they tripled their time far as reading minutes than they have in like the last 5 years. Mm. And on top of that, they got their best reading scores this year with their placement testing. That was one of the things that I felt that was very, very dear to me. We had an opportunity to open up about 4 year. Right now we are at 13, and I'm still going to open up.
How many kids were involved? Do you know the number of kids? Estimate?
Yeah, it's the whole school. So
the
it's okay. You know, one through five.
Wow.
So, and we opened up 12. We have 13 right now actively open, but due to Corona and the pandemic, I wasn't able to open up, you know, my four that I was looking to open. Actually, I think I opened up one of them, but I wasn't able to be there. So that's one of my best, I think one of my best achievements that I'm definitely going to be able to hold on leaving Arizona.
Will you continue with that even though you're playing in Minnesota?
Yeah, I definitely will continue having my opening up my Patrick's Corners, because my foundation is still based here. You know, mm-hmm. So although I may not be there, but I definitely was, you know, we have ways to send like Skype videos, to where I can, you know, find a way to still read a book to the kids, or, you know, pick out a kid and they read a book to me and the rest of the kids that they're in front of. So, you know, it's definitely very touching, because also when I do that, most of these kids, they don't have a very strong reading. They don't have confidence in reading, so they don't have a really high skill level when it comes to reading. And when mm-hmm. I do go to these corners, I always pick about two or three kids out. And the thing that I get every single time when I leave, that a teacher always pulled me aside. It was like, you just gave him confidence, because he would have never done that in our classroom, because he's scared to read out loud. So, you know, that touches me every single time I leave those schools, knowing that I'm giving these kids hope, knowing that I'm helping these kids gain a sense of confidence to know that they can do anything they put their minds to.
Man, that's dope. That is dope. That's something that, you know, don't get talked about enough. And I'm happy that you will continue to do that, touching so many elementary kids' lives when it comes to reading. Mm-hmm. Reading is fundamental. And you gotta want and love to do it. No question. You know what I mean? So that's a great quality calls that you're doing off the football field. What's going to happen with the shop? You know, and I hope before.
Hey man, that's my shop.
That's what I'm saying. But I hope, because people want to see these cars, man. So I hope our next episode, or one of our episodes in the near future, you can do it from the shop, because you did promise our fans.
I did early in the season.
Showing off the shop.
Once I find out my exact date that I have to report there, we'll definitely put it together that we'll go there, go to the shop.
And you got the shipping company as well, right?
Man, you know, I got it booming, man.
You're trying to buy the block back. Hey, listen, Pat, you got to let these people know, man. Let our fans know, man. You're not just covering people locked down on the field, but you got the shipping company. You know what I mean? Can we find some information about the shipping company?
Man, let me see. Where my wallet at? I might got a card. I might got the president card in my wallet, man.
You got the card in the wallet?
My bad. Y'all talking to the president. Hold on, Mac. I might got a card in here, man. Let me see.
Yeah, you talk about, man. You can go
Lockdown Transportation, man. LDT.
Mm-hmm. Shipping
is
cards.
We got open trailer, enclosed trailer. You ain't got no card on me, Matt. Matter of fact, I'm gonna have my guy take a picture of it, and we'll have Eric put it on the show somehow.
No doubt. There you have it, man. So, hey, man, great episode here talking to Pat P, the newly signed Minnesota Vikings cornerback. We don't know exactly what jersey number he will be wearing, but he will be wearing a number, as he quoted, in the 20s. You're not gonna get that. What's your boy, man, that you would talk about at AZ that had that number 49?
Oh, Rashad.
You're not gonna get that Rashad. You're not gonna get that Rashad Johnson 49.
Nah, I can't. Nah, I'm gonna let RJ keep that, man.
And real quick, the Vikings play at Arizona next season. I know it's it's a ways down, but emotionally, what will that be like for you?
Another football game. It's definitely gonna be another football game that I want to win. I want to perform, you know, like I've never performed before, but. You know, I'm gonna keep it together. It's another football game. And,
no question.
You know, we'll talk off camera.
and I would assume, not knowing exactly how the schedule would be structured, but I don't think that would probably be the first ball game. And by that time, whenever you do play,
you'd probably be mid-season.
Yeah, you'd probably be comfortable in your new uniform, comfortable with your new guys. So,
I think honestly, though, it might be. Here's my prediction. I'm gonna say between week 4 and week 8.
That sounds about right.
Yeah,
I can tell you this much. Prediction. Luckily, you're playing indoors. If they didn't have an indoor stadium, would you still consider the Vikings?
Hey, that's real life cold out there, dog.
Oh, yeah, that's grown man cold. That's that real type of cold where you got to take short breaths when you're stepping outside.
Yeah.
You got to take short breaths. That's like grown man cold.
That's jump on that back, Jack.
No question. But, hey, man, thank you for allowing us to come inside the mindset of what you were going through throughout this process. We got a lot of new fans in Arizona. The fans that have been joining this show since day one, you don't got to jump ship. You know what I mean? It's not about liking Pat P only in a Cardinals uniform. You can like them in a Minnesota uniform unless they're playing against your beloved Arizona Cardinals. So continue to follow us here. All things covered, Patrick Peterson. And for the new fans, the new listeners, the new viewers, we appreciate you checking the show out. Like we said, we will provide a new episode for you every week. Quality content with big time guests. Week in and week out. Stay tuned for the next episode of All Things Covered. Patrick Peterson, don't know his jersey number, but he will let you guys know as soon as he knows. Be great.
Be great, baby. Red Sea, I will miss y'all. But Skull, P2 coming, baby.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.